Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. When Governor Gavin Newsom was asked yesterday in his press conference about California having flattened the COVID-19 curve, he said California crushed the curve and that he was proud of the fact that it also happened when there were limited supplies, limited resources, and limited assets. Then, bringing his comments to the present day, he referenced his directive to wear masks in all indoor public places.
And we're not timid. I mean, this is a mandate at scale that is equivalent to a mandate for 21 states in terms of population, 40 million, that we are requesting to put masks on.
You might know that the governor has threatened to pull state funding from counties that are not in compliance with the state's orders. But on the issue of the mask order itself, have you wondered about the governor's authority? Chris Nichols and the PolitiFact California team, in partnership with Facebook, have researched this, and Chris is joining me by phone from his home office. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Good to be with you.
I'm just amazed at how we can connect and do this, so thanks for joining us this morning. And I think we should start by explaining this partnership with Facebook, so would you do that?
Yes. Facebook has what they call a third-party fact-checking program, and this is where they contract with news organizations such as the Associated Press, USA Today, and, of course, our partner, PolitiFact National. And what we've done here at Cap Radio is we've joined this partnership with Facebook to fact-check some of the most widely shared false news and misinformation on their social media platform. So we're talking about those Facebook posts that get shared thousands and thousands of times and touch on topics that are important to Californians, were things like COVID-19, things like vote by mail and the 2020 election. And we know that many, many people get their news first on Facebook. They trust the information that's shared by their family, by their friends. And we also know that a lot of that information is false or takes things out of context. So at Cap Radio, through our PolitiFact California project, we're now fact-checking these viral Facebook posts. And I'm happy to run through a few more details on what this partnership does and also does not do.
Let's cover a few more details because there is some compensation involved, and that's an important one.
That's right. So Facebook does compensate these third-party news organizations that do the fact checks, and that is a way that the news organizations can pay for additional reporting. As far as the mechanics of how this works, Facebook users can go and report or flag a post that they think includes false information. Facebook then provides us with a list of those posts, both the ones that are getting flagged and also the ones that are essentially going viral on their platform. And then we have the ability to independently choose which of those posts to go and fact check. We're looking for the ones tied to California. They're most pertinent to our audience. And then after we publish the fact check, Facebook goes and places an advisory or a warning on that post that we checked, and it tells people that a third-party fact-checking group has found that there's false information in that post. That can lead to the post being diminished in the news feeds on Facebook. So there is a real and concrete impact when we do these fact-checks. And there's also some controversy over what Facebook does not do when it comes to these fact-checking, to this fact-checking program, if we want to talk about that too.
I'm interested in what your analytics show about whether people are looking for flagged fact checks or those messages that say this is being looked at further. Do you have that information?
I believe that our partner, PolitiFact National, does have that. They can see that people really have a desire to get the truth to these social media posts, to really know whether their uncle or brother or cousin is sharing correct information and how to maybe correct them with independently fact-checked information. So that is part of the service that we're hoping to offer. When it comes to just so we address, you know, what I think is a big controversy out there, Facebook does not allow this particular program that we're talking about to fact-check paid political ads. And so those ads, if President Trump purchases an ad on Facebook or, let's say, Governor Gavin Newsom in the future and has false or misleading information in there, those ads do not get fact-checked as part of this program, and so they would not get diminished through Facebook's algorithm on their news feed. But PolitiFact and Cap Radio do independently do this. We don't take a pass on those ads. We will still produce fact checks of those. It's just that Facebook won't then take them and sort of sort them into their own algorithm to lower or diminish the post. We encourage our audience to send us those ads, whether they're paid, whether they're on Facebook or elsewhere. Those are things we're interested in fact checking.
I'm talking with PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols. Let's go to your latest fact check, Chris, because it looked at some viral social media claims about the authority of the governor to mandate wearing face coverings. And there have been a number of these claims, haven't there?
There really have. We've seen quite a few. We also, in addition to individuals, non-government leaders, we also saw Nevada City Mayor Renette Senem make a similar claim on Facebook about Governor Newsom lacking the authority to mandate this mask wearing, at least in public settings. And so she's made this same claim. But the one we focused on was a Facebook post from an Orange County woman. And again, her post was viewed 80,000 times last week when she initially made this, really just went all over. And so we decided to take a look at it. She essentially says that the governor does not have the legal authority to put this mask requirement in place. I spoke with two constitutional law experts, including McGeorge Law School professor Leslie Jacobs. And she was very clear about this matter. Here's her response to what Newsom does and does not have the power to do.
That's not accurate. The governor does have the authority to require face coverings. And so the public health authority that the state has is actually very broad. And the authority to require face coverings was held by the state and the California Public Health Department even before this emergency.
And so Jacob says that the governor's order would likely withstand a legal challenge. We haven't seen that yet, but it's possible. She says a court, if there is a legal challenge, would look at what she calls the degree of burden on an individual's constitutional right to liberty. And then they would weigh that against the governor's very broad power to take public health measures during a pandemic. She specifically pointed to the California Emergency Services Act. That's the law that Newsom used in March to issue the statewide stay-at-home order. And when I contacted the governor's office, that's also the same law they pointed to. And so I know we have Leslie Jacobs talking about that topic.
We have to realize that the governor has the authority to keep us in our houses. He has authority to shut the businesses down entirely. When you compare those things to wear a mask, the burden is not as big. And the other thing to notice, too, about a mask order is that the governor isn't saying you have to wear a mask. He's saying you have to wear a mask if you are going to access certain things.
Chris, that's actually a good prompt for us to talk about the new rules. So what is the governor saying?
Right. So it's not everywhere that you would have to wear a mask. There are quite a few settings. So essentially the requirement says that people in California must wear face coverings when they're in high-risk situations. So the state lists inside or in line to enter any indoor public space, visiting a hospital, pharmacy, medical clinic, laboratory, doctors or dental office, a veterinary clinic, blood bank, if you're waiting for or riding on public transit, you know, a private car service, ride sharing. So those are all the situations where this requirement kicks in. I believe, you know, there are still the basics of being out to exercise outdoors and you're not in a crowded situation. I believe it does not apply there. So what Jacobs is saying is that it's not a requirement in all settings. He does have broad power under the California Emergency Services Act. She also said, I think what should be noted is that the governor is obligated to end the state of emergency at the earliest time possible, and that by ending that, all these orders would also be ended. So he cannot just keep this going forever without good cause.
So I can see the direction this is going, but what officially is the PolitiFact rating on this matter of whether the governor has authority to mandate wearing face masks? And I guess you were coming at it from the social media claims that say he does not.
Right. So when you see those claims out there that say he just doesn't have the power to do this, we ended up rating those false. And I think just based on the legal experts and, you know, the broad powers the governor does have, that's just a false statement.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your work. Thanks so much for the conversation today, and take care.
Thank you, Beth. You too.
That's Chris Nichols and the PolitiFact California team in partnership with Facebook on today's Fact Check. And you can find a digital version of this work at capradio.org. You are listening to Insight on Cap Radio. Up next, For the Uplift, a conversation with NPR host Sam Sanders.